Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get Dr. Graham's booklet, God's Promises for Doubt-Filled Days. But first, here's his message, Help, I'm Afraid, Part 2.
All of us, guaranteed, 100%, have dealt with anxiety, worry, fear in our lives. We're all in on this. And we need to learn how to control our fears, our phobias, our anxieties. Unfortunately, some do not. Some are overwhelmed and overcome by emotional pain. All of us, every one of us, must battle the battle within. So let's talk about anxiety. Let's talk about worry. Let's talk about fear. Unchecked, uncontrolled, fears and phobias, anxieties can rob you of your joy, can paralyze you from enjoying and experiencing life to the fullest. It will bury you if you do not get it under control. Let me say that anxiety is a complex issue. There are many causes, including genetics, but there is one primary reason we are afraid and anxious. And do you know what it is? We are human. If you are alive, you will face anxiety in your life. We are human, and we all desperately need God's peace. We need to learn how to attack anxiety, and by God's grace and His help, defeat it in our lives. My friend and author Robert Morgan says, worry never takes a vacation. Have you noticed that? You can be in the most beautiful place and the most wonderful time of your life, and anxiety still knocks on the door. So it never takes a vacation. It's a constant battle for so many of us every day, and often for everyone. Now, professional and pastoral counselors are very, very helpful in times like these for each one of us. Physicians and therapists, appropriate medication is helpful for some, and for some it is actually life-saving. And then there's exercise and good nutrition and proper sleep and healthy habits, which are effective in treating anxiety. But ultimately, it is God's Word and God's wisdom that brings us comfort and even the cure. There is a go-to passage in the Bible. It's found in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Two words, which I believe represent the antidote for anxiety, the prescription for peace in our lives. Two words, grateful prayer. What we're told in God's Word is don't be anxious, do not worry about anything, but pray about everything. In other words, be a worshiper, not a worrier. Turn your worries into prayers. If you have time enough to worry, you have time enough to pray. Grateful prayer. Now, Jesus spoke about this truth in the Sermon on the Mount. This truth of not being worried about anything. And in Matthew 6, he said, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his lifespan? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet, I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles, that is, unbelievers, seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. And then verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, everything you need in life, will be added to you.'" Signed, Jesus. That's Jesus' word on anxiety. He's saying to us, worry is so unnecessary, it doesn't accomplish anything. It is so unhealthy and unproductive. It is even unholy because it represents a lack of faith. He said, "Oh, you a little faith." When we have fears without faith, that's a fail. And if God takes care of birds, don't you know he will take care of believers? That the Father has promised to take care of the children. He said, look at the fields. He said, look at nature. And often when we are stressed or pressured or feeling anxious, one of the best things we can do is to just get apart, even if it's in your own backyard, or find a place where you can look at the trees and hear the birds and look at God's creation and find peace in that. If you can find an ocean or a lake or even the face of a small child, find peace in what God has made and take a deep breath. Jesus said, look at the fields. Look at what God has made, the flowers, the birds, and know that since God has made all of this, he has made you. And he cares about you. Jesus even said, not one sparrow falls to the ground, but that God knows and cares about that little bird. Now, the birds do something. They fly around. It doesn't mean they just sit and wait for the worms to jump in their mouths. The point is, the more we consider the sovereign love of God, our Heavenly Father, the less we will worry. That's why I said earlier, don't be a worrier, be a worshiper. Turn your worries to prayers. God's word says that nothing will separate us from the love of God. God's word says that perfect love casts out fear. I like the way the New Living gives this. 1 John 4:18, such love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear. Perfect love cast out fear. Now, I don't love perfectly, but God does. And if I know, I believe that God truly loves me and wants the best for my life, it is his perfect love, the perfect love of the Father for you and me that expels fear and anxiety from our lives. Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Jesus Christ. So God provides for our every need, physically, financially, emotionally, all those things that you're worried about. God said, I will take care of this. Trust me, Worship me. Pray. So the command is, do not worry. When we turn our fears over to God, truly give them to Him, then He begins to fix them. You can trust God with anything and everything that concerns you. 2 Timothy 1:12, which is why I suffer as I do, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I believe and am convinced that He is able to guard until that day when I see Christ what has been entrusted to me. God says, give it to me. Entrust it to me. God is able to guard what you give to Him.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and his message, Help, I'm Afraid, Part 2. Pastor, this month we have a special gift for our listeners who give a gift to PowerPoint. It's your booklet called God's Promises for Doubt-Filled Days. What can you tell us about this great resource?
Say, how are you feeling in your walk with Jesus? Strong or weak? Or has your confidence in God started to fade? Sometimes when life gets tough, when the journey is long, it's easy to wonder, is God really there? I've experienced my own share of difficult days, and I know you have too. So today, I want to encourage you in your hardest moments by sending you a very, very helpful resource, my pocket-sized book, God's Promises for Doubt-Filled Days. This comes right out of my heart, straight to you. It's my way of thanking you for your gift today to help PowerPoint proclaim the good news of Jesus till the whole world hears. So get your copy today and discover the unbreakable, unshakable promises of God. Because when you plant your feet firmly in His Word, when you believe God's promises instead of Satan's lies, you'll find new strength to keep going even when life gets tough.
Call today and get God's Promises for Doubt-Filled Days as our thank you for your gift. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. Or text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. Now let's get back to today's message, Help, I'm Afraid, Part 2.
Here's my definition of worry. Worry is assuming responsibility that God never intended for you to have. We are much better off. We are healed of our anxious fears when we give them to Jehovah Yahweh Shalom, the God of peace, who is our Lord Jesus Christ, who promised us this peace. He is the great physician, and He is the Prince of Peace. So pray and turn your worries to grateful prayer. Because when you do, listen to me, you say, what's the point? Everybody says pray. What's the point? Here's the point. When you do, you will tap into God's power. When you pray, you begin resourcing the power of God upon your life to overcome your fears and God's peace to surround you, to guard you, and to guide you. I love what someone said about Philippians 4, verse 6. We have the God of peace to guard us and the peace of God to guide us. It's true. In prayer, we exchange. Listen to this. In prayer, when you pray, you exchange God's truth for Satan's lies and the lies that we tell ourselves. Ultimately, the answer to any problem in our lives is the truth of God. Fear, anxiety, worry, it lies to you constantly. Our dear friend Zig Ziglar gave us this well-known acrostic, F-E-A-R. What is fear? False evidence appearing real. It's a lie. And when we pray, we begin to believe God. And we, in prayer, we exchange, listen to this, crippling fear for a conquering faith. Your faith grows when you pray, when you call on the name of God. And we transfer our trust from self to Christ. And when we pray, we receive abundant peace for our panic, for our pressures, and for our problems. Again, Jesus said, "My peace I give to you." And how does he give it? He says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and it will be open to you." We are strengthened when we pray to get up and go again, to keep going when we feel like quitting, to prevail. Can I tell you, I believe this with every ounce of my being, that something supernatural happens when we pray in the power of Jesus' name. And that something supernatural is what God does in our bodies, what God does in our brains, our being. Pray and watch God work. So the first word, prayer, is stop worrying and start praying. God is saying when you find yourself strangled by worry, pray and practice my presence. Pray and unleash God's grace and mercy to attack and defeat anxiety. I love the story of David when he went against the great giant, and I've known that story since I was a little boy. The great Goliath, and this little shepherd boy, a young man, a teenager, bravely overcomes his fear. Someone said courage is a brave way to be scared. So he found a brave way to be scared, courageously overcame his fears. And I've read that story and preached about it for many, many years, but it wasn't until recently till I honed in on a little phrase there on the story of David and the giant, when it says, when the moment came, when it was time, when it was go time, it says that he ran to the battle. He ran to the giant. He faced his fears. He ran at that giant. And in the power of the name of God, Goliath fell. And the giant of fear in your life will fall when you run to the battle in the power of God in the name of Jesus. There is victory in Jesus. There is when you pray. Praise him through the storm. Prayer tears down strongholds in your life. For some, there is an obsession with fears and anxieties. It can become a stronghold, a fortress of fear in your life. Prayer is spiritual warfare. It's not pretty, it's messy, but it's powerful. And prayer tears down strongholds in our lives and transforms you mentally and physically and spiritually. It transforms us with peace. Prayer. But I didn't say just prayer. My two words as the antidote for anxiety is grateful prayer. Don't miss grateful prayer. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. When you mix in this medicine of grateful prayer, when you mix in thanksgiving, you turn your petitions into praise. Hans Selye, who was the father of the so-called stress studies a generation ago, said that thanksgiving, gratitude, is the healthiest of all human emotions. I believe that's true. The healthiest human emotion is thanksgiving, because gratitude defeats every toxic, negative emotion in our lives. Gratitude, hear me, gratitude is essential to mental health. Gratitude is so often the missing ingredient in our lives and even in our prayers. Do you remember those 10 lepers? Jesus healed all of them, but only one of the 10 came back to say thank you. When we read that, we may think to ourselves, well, I know I would have been one of the 9 to come back. And maybe that's true, but I got to thinking. 1 out of 10, 10% of the healed lepers came back to say thank you, Jesus. I suppose that we say thank you, God, thank you, Jesus, about 10% of the time for all the things that he's done for us. 1 out of 10 of the blessings of God, we give thanks. Ruth Graham, Billy Graham's wife, said this, gratitude dissolves doubts, reinforces faith, and restores joy. You would worry less if you praised God more. Gratitude destroys discontent and dissatisfaction and discomfort, often the sources of fears and anxiety. I would advise you to keep a journal every day. And if nothing else in your journal, write down 2 or 3 of the blessings of God upon your life. It's a proven antidote for spiritual problems and psychological problems. I was once advised by someone, a counselor I was talking to, he's here this morning as a matter of fact, to write down my thoughts and write down my fears. I was in a period of struggling myself, and I was advised to do something that I've often advised others to do, and that is to write it out, to journal your experience, write down your emotions, because when you write things down, it enables you to clarify some things, and especially as a Christian, when we begin to write down our praise and our prayers to God, God moves. Count your blessings, name them one by one, is an old, old song, but it's an ever new treatment for anxiety and problems of all kinds. Grateful prayer has a profound impact effect upon your mental health. The ability to say, "Thank you, Lord," is one of the greatest blessings in the life of a Christian. You can say amen to that. God's peace is something you can't get ultimately in a pill. You can't get it in another person. You can't get it in pie, as much as I love pie. To keep the alliteration going. It's something that truly God gives, this peace. He describes it in verse 6 as the peace that passes understanding. And as a Christian, we live with the confidence of heaven and hope. And hope wins. Psalm 84:11, the Lord your God is a sun and a shield. He gives grace and glory, and no good thing will he withhold from them who walk uprightly. Bottom line, Jesus Christ is Lord. And because Jesus is Lord, when he is Lord of your life, that means he's Lord over every circumstance and every situation of your life. The world can offer no greater solution, more healing, or more antidote to anxiety than the presence and the power and the peace that God gives.
You are listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and his message, Help, I'm Afraid, Part 2. Are you going through a difficult season right now? Maybe you feel like your faith is stagnant. Whatever you're facing, Dr. Jack Graham wants to help you push through your doubts and doldrums and build a real life-giving relationship with Jesus Christ. As thanks for your support today, we'll send you Dr. Graham's booklet, God's Promises for Doubt-Filled Days. This encouraging resource is available as our gift to thank you for your best gift today. It's our hope this encouraging resource helps you to find joy in Jesus and his love for you every day. call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
Today is a day to pray, as always, and especially as we face COVID-19, the coronavirus. So we want to pray and ask God for His strength and His help. Lord God, You are our shelter in times of pain and struggle and hurt. And in every crisis, You are our Savior, our God, our Master, and our friend. We know we can trust in You. We know we can count on You. We believe, Lord Jesus, that You have provided peace that passes understanding, joy in the midst of every sorrow. We know that Your love fills our lives and enables us not only to be loved, but to beloved others. We pray, O God, that You would use this time in our lives to strengthen us and grow us in our faith and stretch us that we might trust You more and more and obey You and follow You all the days of our lives. We pray for so many today who are hurting, who are struggling. We pray for the medical personnel, physicians and doctors, and those who are sick and those who are serving those who are sick. We pray for our nation, and especially for our president and vice president and the task force, and that they may know Your wisdom and make right decisions at the right time for our nation. We love You, Lord, and we praise You always. In the name, the dear name of Jesus, amen.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Graham's booklet, God's Promises for Doubt-Filled Days, as our thank you. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. And remember, PowerPoint is a member of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. On the next PowerPoint, Dr. Graham brings a message about how you can find rest through community. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.